Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Under the new seller standards, there are only two ways to earn a transaction defect, and one of them is a seller-canceled transaction because either you've run short of or you can't find a sold item or it's broken and you can't ship it. Well, here now to help you avoid that nightmare is Gladys Ramos. She's the CEO of Just Ask Gladys, and she's known on eBay as Token Collection, all one word. Gladys, why is it so important to inventory your items?
First one is to avoid buyer's disappointment. Nobody likes to be told that the item that they just bought and paid for is going to be canceled because the seller can't find it or because the seller sold something that they no longer have.
Okay.
And that's the most important reason.
Yes. That's the most important reason. You know, I tell every seller, it doesn't matter if you're a small seller, medium seller, or big seller, you have to do inventory. And I always recommend that you do inventory twice a year. You know, once right after January, and then again in September before the fourth quarter. And you'd be amazed at what items you're going to find that aren't listed anymore. And it's not because of an eBay glitch. It's usually because, you know, the seller forgot to relist it after the 30 days was up, or it was a return and they forgot to relist it, or the buyer canceled the transaction and the seller forgot to relist it. Do you see the theme there? The theme is you forgot to relist it. But if you're doing inventory, you're going to catch these mistakes, you know, and you're going to get all your items up there and listed. Dead inventory doesn't make you any money, so obviously you want everything listed. And if you're on top of your items, on top of your inventory levels, you're going to avoid all this, you know, canceled, you know, having to cancel the transaction. You're going to avoid the defects.
So you do it twice a year. You do an inventory, a total inventory.
A total inventory.
And you said in the spring and
after January and in September before fourth quarter.
Okay. And do you always find some stuff?
Yes, of course. I mean, we're only human. You know, I forget to relist stuff that, you know, a buyer might have canceled and, you know, maybe I was out when they canceled it and I did it on my phone and then when I got home, I forgot about it. And it's sitting there doing nothing but collecting dust now because it's not listed. So it can't sell if it's not listed, right? But when I do inventory, I catch it.
Got
and
it.
Then I go ahead and I relist it.
So how about eBay's custom label feel? How do you use that and how do you use it?
Oh my God, that is the best tool that eBay has ever given its sellers.
You hear that, Griff?
I know.
The best. I love that thing. It saves me time and it saves
me too.
My sanity.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, you know, when you list something, I use the custom label field to indicate what box something is in. So then when something sells, right there in the sold transaction, it tells me it's in box 24. So I just walk over to box 24, grab the item, and ship it. When you have a store, I'm not sure if they fixed this or not. I had talked to the inventory team about fixing this, but
you mean the different levels of stores?
Yeah, the different levels of stores, the smaller store. The basic store can't do this. I'm not sure why, but for the medium and top level tiers, you can actually go into active listings and do a search for with the custom label field. So you input which box you're
like
looking
for. Like box 24.
Like if you're looking for box 24. And everything from box 24 will populate on that page. And then you just grab box 24 and go down the list. And it's so easy to use. Like, it's so easy that I have my 9-year-old do my inventory for me.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's a very good 9-year-old.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's super simple, easy, you know. Everybody should be using this. It's going to save you time. It's going to make
everybody has the custom labels, but you're
everybody
saying that to do
it.
A search of your custom labels, specifically you need to have the higher store levels.
Right.
Okay.
For whatever reason, you know, and I brought that up because everybody should be able to search by custom label if they have a store.
I agree.
So hopefully they fix that. The custom label field by far is the easiest. Once you have your inventory system up and you put it in there, it's in there, and you want to know what's in that box, you can look it up. Something sells, boom, you're 5 seconds from getting your item.
Have you ever lost an item? I mean, just out and out lost an item like Griff has?
Yeah, I've lost items.
Yeah, that was before the custom label field. Yes, of course, because it was harder to keep track, even though I had a spreadsheet. But, you know, it was just harder to keep track.
So, Gladys, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Since 2007.
Okay. And you have a special group, don't you?
A special group?
Yeah. Don't you have a Hispanic group, or am I thinking of someone else?
I'm thinking of someone else.
Melissa Paz.
That is Melissa Paz. I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right.
That's okay.
I took the name Ramos and ran with it.
Yes. That's okay.
So, since 2007, and is it your full-time job?
Yes, it is.
How long have you been full-time doing it?
Since about 2008.
So about a year into it?
Yeah.
So what was the first thing you sold on eBay? Do you remember?
A Yadro figurine.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't bust those, Griff.
I don't sell them.
Yeah. Okay.
And it went overseas because when I started on eBay, I just went in feet first. I just started shipping internationally. I had no clue what I was doing, but you know, I like to take leaps of faith. Just go with it, and that's how I learned.
So don't you sell internationally now?
Oh yeah.
Oh good.
When I first started, I didn't, because I didn't know, you know, and I just, you know, the lady contacted me and I was like, okay, I'll put it on there. You know, I figured out how to add international, and I just went with it, and I've been doing it ever since.
What country was it? Do you remember?
Oh man, I want to say Italy, but I'm not sure.
Italy.
My first foreign country was Tasmania. I was so excited. I looked it up on the map. It was so exciting. Griff, and of course, you sell internationally, Griff.
There's of course,
no question.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people internationally like your shirts?
Yeah, I have, and it's odd. It's mostly the, if I have Western or Hawaiian shirts, those are the ones that people like, okay. That are international buyers. I think I have a new customer for more Western shirts, somebody in Europe. I think who resells them, actually. So, yeah, you'd be a fool if you're selling anything that you can ship, not to be offering it to international buyers.
Absolutely.
It's just ridiculous not to do so.
You're leaving money on the table.
Yeah, you're lots of money, actually.
Yeah.
So you're known on eBay as Token Collection.
Uh-huh.
I'm typing it in right now, and I'm going to look at some of your stuff here. Uh-oh, I must be on the wrong page or something. So, you know, what were you doing before eBay?
Before eBay? Mm-hmm. I was a store manager.
Of a brick-and-mortar store?
Yes.
So you know retail?
Like the back of my hand, yes.
Oh,
And it's funny how you use my retail experience in my online e-commerce experience. It's the same thing, really. You're just online.
Catherine Terrell tells us that all the time.
Yeah.
She teaches us a lot about how it's the same and that we should take some hints from them, as a matter of fact. So I see that you sell a little bit of everything. I mean, from vintage anchor hocking, charm forest green hobnail candy dish, to Austria Slovenia stamps. So this
I will sell anything that's going to pay the rent.
Yeah, I'm with you, kid.
Yeah, that could be a T-shirt.
I like it a lot. And I noticed in her pictures, Griff,
She's
got a clear glass divided relish dish with a blue background. It looks very pretty, actually.
Yeah.
That kind of works a little bit there.
I think so.
Okay. So good job. Good job, Gladys.
Thank you.
So what's next for you, dear? Are you, you know, planning on getting into any niche or anything? Do you have a niche or two or three?
No, I don't. I don't believe in niches, only because when you get too niche, you just niche yourself into a corner, and you're only selling to a specific crowd, and it's harder to make a living that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I tend to be like, you know, a Target or a Walmart, you know, sell a little bit of everything so that I appeal to, you know, different people.
So you have your 9-year-old child for slave labor.
Not slave labor.
No, I believe in kids helping. Are you kidding?
Legos are expensive, let me tell
you. Yes, they are.
Yeah, okay.
And not only that, I always like to tell, back in history, you look, kids, as soon as they were old enough to carry water from the well, that was their first job.
Exactly.
And
she likes doing it, actually. So
yeah, well, you're teaching them something. You're teaching them how to be an entrepreneur. How great is that?
That's right.
You got it.
She wants to take pictures next.
Oh, good. And she's 9?
She's 9, yes.
Tell her to start, you know, practicing with it.
Well, you know, she helps me a lot here. One of the things that that she created was a box insert, because I use the banker boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I sell mugs, I put them all in the banker's box, and then I just put a piece of cardboard so that I could get more mugs on top of it. So she got angry one day because she was doing inventory and she had to take them all out just to get
invented one.
Yeah,
Thank you, Gladys. Great
thanks,
kid
Gladys.
Story.
Our lines are open at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.